I'm in the book of Colossians. And rather than do a lot of reading, I want to do some summary, okay? The church at Colossae was located about 12 miles or so from the city of Laodicea. Did you know that? And both of these are in what we now think of as Turkey. But Paul was in prison, and he hears of what's happening over there in that part of evangelization. So he writes a letter to the church at Colossae. And you have it in your Bible there. It's known as Colossians. And in that book, just a few short chapters, four or five chapters, he instructs the church against particular things. And he gives them warnings. He says, don't be caught up in vain philosophy and so forth. But he also speaks of great, tremendous encouragement. In summary way, Paul tells the whole story of redemption in these few short chapters. And if you have time this afternoon, I wish you would read through the book of Colossians. I wanted to talk about today the main theme of my message of what really happened when Jesus died on the cross. And for most Adventists, I know the direction that we generally go. I've gone there myself a lot of times. This past week, I was doing some more cleaning through my files, and I found two sermons, Bruce. One of them was titled, What Was Nailed to the Cross? That was one of the first ones, handwritten. The second one was several years later. I could tell because at that time I had a computer and I had typed it out in manuscript. That sermon was titled, What Besides Jesus Was Nailed to the Cross? Same theme, just a little adjustment in the title. Everywhere you go to church, you hear the pastor or the speaker referencing Jesus dying on the cross. And that is a big deal. But if we don't understand what happened on the cross, it's just a story. And deeper than understanding what happened on the cross is being able to experience what happened on the cross. Now, if you read through the book of Colossians, here's what you will discover. You will discover references there where Paul says that we all need a Savior, that all have sinned, and that there's some really good news if you consider the story of Christ. Because when you consider the story of Christ, you discover a Redeemer, you discover a Creator, you discover a Judge, you discover a complete Savior. And you get all of this out of the book of Colossians and the other references that it leads you toward. The trouble is when you try to figure out what the people were studying when the book was written, you have to almost add some imagination to it. The city of Colossae was a trade center. They did a lot of commerce. They specialized in a certain kind of wool. But they rerouted the road, bypassed the city, and the main traveling route ended up over in Laodicea. Now, to go from Colossae to Laodicea, in our mind, is not a good transition. Because by the time we are introduced to Laodicea, it's a lukewarm church, and a God really wants you to be better than that. But also, the believers in Colossae, they were plagued with some natural disasters. They had a lot of earthquakes going on. A lot of shaking in the church. So what he's trying to get at here in the book is that every need they have can be met in the ministry of this newfound faith called Christianity. Are you there in the book of Colossians chapter 1? I want to just read a few verses here, then I'm going to close for the day. Colossians chapter 1. Now, you didn't believe me when I said that, did you? But I am, I promise you. Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 9. For this reason, we also, since the day that we heard it, did not cease to pray for you and to ask, now listen to this, that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and that you might walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all His might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Now, I'm not going to belabor this point here today at all, but it's a wonderful thing to be connected with the people of God as we are in the fellowship of our church. But it's an even more special event to be connected to the Lord of the church. And from our children to our youth to our seniors, that's the whole goal and purpose of ministry, is to try to figure out a way to connect people to Christ. In Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I don't know what challenges that you are going to face this week. We could talk about some of them here, but I kind of know what's in some of your hearts. I kind of know what some of you are thinking as you have been introduced to the Sabbath. You've been introduced to the idea of Bible prophecy and that time is short, Jesus is coming, and we're trying to encourage you to make a decision to follow Christ, and there's all kind of reasons why not to follow Him. Hey, but there's a lot more reasons to choose to follow Christ. And you will find some of those here in the book of Colossians. When at last Jesus comes, I want to be ready to meet Him. And I know you want to be ready to meet Him.